Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Hey there, friends. Welcome back. And as always, thank you so much for joining me on the Unstuck Podcast. Today, we're talking about being not okay. We've spent a lot of time talking about how to feel better, but now I want to give you permission and, in fact, demand that when you're not okay, be not okay. It is more than okay to not be okay. So we're going to get into that. And even more importantly, I think also to let you know that it's okay for others to not be okay. And we'll get into that at the end of this episode too. Before we get into our topic today, just one very quick announcement slash reminder about the coaching library that is available to you all. There are now three. I have all three topics out for your viewing and coaching pleasure in the Empower Intensive Library. So these are the coaching sessions. They're 90-minute sessions that I do about one particular topic once a month, and I do them live. But obviously, not everyone can attend live, you didn't know they existed until now. So I want to be able to also offer the recordings to you, which is exactly what happens in the live call, except the only difference is that we can't interact because it's already happened, but you can still have access to the other interactions that take place for the women that were there live, the questions they asked, the coaching they got, which is so, so powerful, and such great questions always that are asked, and really good interaction in those coaching calls when they're live. And you can still be a part of all that, even if it's after the fact, no big deal. That is all available in the Empower Intensive Coaching Library. So right now I have all three available. They are Silence the Diet Ego, so you can listen to your body. That would be for the lady that notices chatter when it comes to food, their food choices, their diet choices, wondering what they should and shouldn't be eating, what diet does and doesn't work. They go after what other people are doing and do that for themselves. It's this ego chatter that gets involved when it comes to our food and our weight and our body and all that stuff. And I coach you out of that, because really what we need to do and should be doing is listening to our intuitive sense when it comes to our food choices. Then we don't ever have to be on a diet again. We don't ever have to wonder if something's going to work or not, because we're listening to our own body. And that is available in a 90-minute coaching session. You also have Squash Self-Sabotage if you are someone who tries and fails when it comes to anything. This one we spend most of the time talking about when it comes to diet choices, exercise choices, lifestyle choices, anything like that. You have a goal and you literally cannot reach it because you keep sabotaging yourself. You need to listen to this coaching call. Again, 90 minutes, interactive. All of these also come with homework, I should say, by the way. So not only are you listening to the 90 minutes, but then you're spending one whole month doing the homework of the things that you learned. And I have that all laid out for you in a PDF, so you can just print that out and have it with you all month. And then the last one that just came out, because I just did it back in January, is how to redesign your limiting beliefs. Those limiting beliefs, of course, that might be around your diet and lifestyle. It might be around money. It might be around relationships or love. It might be around family, or it might be around connection. All kinds of limiting beliefs that we have. But basically, that's what's keeping us stuck. That's what is keeping us from not being the people that we want to be, because of those limiting beliefs that we don't even know are there. And we talk about that a ton here on the Unstuck Podcast, but I'm really diving into it deep in those 90 minutes of that coaching that is just life changing. It will give you a whole new way to look at those voices in your head, look at those stories you're telling yourself, and basically be able to call them out. So those are all available to you over at seanminor.com/coaching-library. Of course, I will link to that in the show notes, or you can even just go to my homepage and navigate from there very easily. But they're all available for you right now. All right, let's get into today's episode. It's okay to not be okay. I'll start. This is something I completely made up. This is just showing you how terrible of a poet I am. But here, let's give this a try. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be mad. It's okay to feel scared. It's okay to feel tired. It's okay to cry. It's okay to vent. It's okay to not be happy. It's okay to not be okay. Doesn't rhyme at all, but it still makes so much sense, right? And if we go through all of those, it almost brings up this desire to kind of let it out, to start shedding a tear or start feeling that anger that maybe is deep down in there that you haven't quite expressed yet. Even just sensing that feeling of it's okay already brings about some of that release, which is what we're going after today. That is my hope and goal for this episode, is to let you feel your feelings and feel good about feeling your feelings. Because don't forget, it is normal, expected, and part of being a human to have negative emotions, to have these emotions that need to be released that we don't necessarily want to feel. It is part of life. So much of the mindset work that we do here on Unstuck is all about raising our vibration, getting into high vibe emotions, feeling more positive, connecting with the universe through those high vibe emotions to start attracting the life that we want, designing our dreams, going after our dreams, focusing on the good in your life and being grateful and all that stuff. Lots of good high vibe stuff going on here. And if you want a refresher or haven't really learned yet what I mean by high vibe, go back and listen to episode 3, because in that episode, we learned how to make our way up the emotional frequency scale by taking our current thought that maybe feels not so great, is potentially lowering our vibration. So the more negative emotion that exists in our body has a lower vibration of energy. And seeing if we can make baby steps up that emotional frequency scale to raise our vibration by thinking a slightly better thought, which then provides a slightly higher emotion. So go back and listen to that if you haven't already, or if you need a refresher. And if you want a printout of that emotional frequency scale, head to seanminor.com/scale so you can have this printout and this reminder of thinking, okay, where am I at today? Where do I want to be? How do I want to feel? What can I do to get there, kind of thing? But anyway, we've learned all this in the past 20 episodes of Unstuck. And so now you might be feeling like you aren't allowed, or it's not okay, or you're doing something wrong if you have a negative emotion. You might feel like if you're mad or sad or frustrated or disappointed or scared, that something's wrong with you, that you're weak, that you'll never be able to find and live out your dream life, that the universe hates you and will cut you off forever, or that you're just a bad person and you're not actually grateful for what you do have. Like, we go down this spiral of like how one negative emotion means that we're just not right for this whole mindset thing. So you attempt to squash it. You try ignoring it, stuffing it down, pretending it's not there, pretending to be happy and hopeful and all this stuff so you can go back to your high vibe living. But let me remind you right here, right now, that that's not what we're doing here. That's not the point or goal of this podcast or of the emotional frequency scale or of raising your vibration. We want to make our way up the scale while also fully acknowledging and expressing our current emotions. And it's only when we can do that that we can actually move up that scale and make some progress. We can't do it if we're faking it, if we're not feeling our emotions and we're stuffing things, you are faking a vibration. You're not actually living it because you're still stuffing what's actually going on and pretending. So the only way to move up the scale is to feel that emotion that you are currently at. Now I want to go back real quick and review episode 6. We're just going to keep making more and more connections from all the things we've already learned. But in episode 6, it's all about why or how trapped emotions are keeping you stuck. And we talk about trapped emotions. It really is, at least for a lot of us, at some point in our lives, we learned how to not express our emotions, and that's how they get stuck. So it may have been that you were told as a child to stop crying, to get up and brush yourself off, that only babies cry, that it wasn't that big of a deal, that you're not allowed to be mad or sad or throw tantrums or anything like that. And what that actually did is taught you how to stuff your emotions and that it wasn't okay to express those negative emotions when they came up for you. So now that is stuck in your subconscious mind. That is a belief you now have. And again, if you haven't listened to that episode or you want a refresher, it is super important to understand how emotions get physically stuck in your body and the health implications that can come from that. We're not going to talk about that today, but just remember, there's so much more to it than just, I don't feel like feeling this. Like, there's some physical things that can go on, but then also you're not actually raising your vibration. You're not actually getting in touch with your intuition and all that stuff that we talk about here if you're not feeling and expressing those emotions. So through all of this, what we actually have learned to do is breeze past those tough scenarios, those tough emotions, those things we don't want to feel or we're taught not to feel, and immediately go towards resolving them. And when you don't feel them, then what that solution becomes is destructive behavior quite often. It leads to a coping mechanism instead of actually resolving them, which a lot of times looks like eating, drinking, spending money, arguing, cheating, being a couch potato, having no motivation for anything. So as you can see, these are just a few of many different ways that we can cope with our negative emotions when we don't actually feel them. These behaviors are pretty common self-sabotage behaviors. They're where we go when we need to numb out, to prove that we're not worthy, which is just proving our subconscious correct, that we're not good enough, that we'll forever just be stuck and just we're hopeless, basically. And they're also where we go when we need to stuff something because we don't know how to not be okay, or we think it's not okay to be okay. All right. Let's put an end to that right here, right now. What do you say? Let's not do that anymore. I'm here to help you fully feel your feelings. Get them out. Cry, punch something, preferably something soft, preferably not a person, like definitely not a person. How about that? Call your best friend and rant for 2 hours. Take a nap. Journal until your hand cramps. Do whatever you need to do to feel those feelings. I personally, when I have a tough thing that I'm going through, I take a nap. It feels so good. I really think that my body processes it and my mind processes it when I'm asleep, like for me. So I love taking a nap and then waking up with this new kind of vision of it and then journaling it out or talking to somebody and ranting or just even going for a walk. Like, it helps so much. That is kind of my go-to equation. So find your own go-to equation. And really, it doesn't even have to be the same every single time you are in a tough spot. But have those in your back pocket of things that you can do that you know will allow you to express how you're feeling and go from there. So I actually have a personal example of this whole scenario that happened to me very, very recently. And this should go as just proof that this work does not ever end. It is a lifelong process. All right, so here is my example with this. If you have been around for a while as a follower of mine, you may have listened to my previous podcast, Keto for Women, then you know that I quite recently made a massive pivot in my business. And it was probably the scariest decision I have ever made in my whole life. It completely freaked me out. But at the same time, I knew I was listening to my intuition. I felt that pull and that urge. I felt like I was complete in this other area of my life and it was time to turn a new page. So I knew it was right, but it still freaked me out. Would anyone follow? Would I still be able to pay my bills? You know, the things that business owners think about quite often. But knowing how important it was for me to stay in a high vibe place, especially as I was making this pivot and I really wanted the new focus to come from a high vibe place, I tried to stifle my fear and I tried to remain confident in my decision and where I was going and this pivot. As I continued to try to bury the fear, I found that the confidence was getting harder and harder to basically fake. And the fear was completely taking over my brain. It's like the longer I ignored it, the worse it was getting. I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't enjoying this process anymore. And I've always enjoyed every step of having my own business. So when I stopped enjoying it, I got a little worried. I wasn't present in my relationship. Just things were falling apart in every other aspect of my life too. I was just scared and that's all I could focus on secretly. No matter how hard I tried, I could not find a high vibe. So I was in complete pretend mode and it felt so, so wrong. Until, of course, as it happens most of the time, finally I cracked. My partner asked me a completely unrelated question one day, and all of a sudden the tears just started flowing and did not stop for probably a few hours. I spilled all my worries and all my fears to her. I cried, and she let me vent, of course. And then I turned to my journal and I allowed myself to continue letting it all out onto paper. I just scribbled all the things. You cannot even read it today. I have no idea what I even said, but I got it all out, all my fears and doubts and worry. And then I was done. And I felt so much relief. I felt calmness and comfort take over me. And I knew that I was still able to move forward in my decision with the knowing that it was all going to work out exactly as I should. Now, was I to the point of confidence in the way that I was pretending to be, like that high vibe I was pretending? No, but I was able to get to this kind of middle ground where I did feel the high vibes coming in. I felt the calmness and the comfort, and I could actually legitimately feel that and get there versus trying to force or pretend a higher vibe that wasn't there. So this is just my example of how it happens. It's going to happen. You're always going to have moments, especially, I will say, if you are following your intuition. It so many times comes with this fear vibe. And it gets worse and worse and worse as you stuff it. So talk to somebody, write it down, whatever you need to do. Find your way to acknowledge that fear and worry and doubt, and it will just help you move forward. As long as your intuition is in the lead, it will just clear it out so you actually can move forward with that intuitive sense. All right. Now, let's get into my list. So basically, what I have for you is some things I want you to remember about not being okay. So I'm just some reminders, and then also, of course, a few tips for you. So there isn't like a step-by-step process to not feeling okay, other than just to not feel okay. But I do have some things to go over with you. So reminder numero uno, if you don't allow yourself to express your feelings, no matter how bad they are, those emotions will continue to manifest themselves in every other area of your life, your physical body, your health situation, your financial situation, your relationships, career, everything. So keep that in mind. Number two, allowing ourselves to show up for our emotions is what heals us mentally, physically, and emotionally. Please, 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 if you haven't already, listen to episode 6 about how your emotions get stuck in your physical body and will continue to cause health issues no matter what else you are doing or what protocol you're on or what diet you're on or how many supplements you're taking. If your emotions are still stuck, you're going to continue to have those same symptoms. Your third reminder when it comes to not being okay, the universe will not abandon you just because you had a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, or bad year. Fully being okay with not being okay and expressing that not okayness is a high vibe act in and of itself. The sooner you fully feel those emotions instead of stuffing and pretending, the sooner you can truly actually get into that high vibe place that you are seeking. I think we have all had those moments where we finally feel like that thing that we've been stuffing, we finally allow ourselves to feel it. So whether that's bawling your eyes out or venting to a friend for 3 hours, you just feel so much better. So this is a perfect example of this. When you actually allow yourself to feel those feelings, you will naturally get to a higher vibe place because you've expressed them, that you've moved through them, and you've moved past them. Until you do that, you're up against a wall. You're always going to be up against that wall. And the universe can see that and knows that, and it's going to keep you stuck in this low vibe place, even if you're trying your hardest to increase your vibration. Number four, you can't fake a vibration. You cannot pretend to be a high vibe if you're not. You can't pretend to be happy if you're sad or mad or frustrated. You can't pretend it. You've got to feel it so that you can get there naturally and because you can move beyond, not move against, move beyond. That is the goal with not being okay. And last reminder for you, just because you're not okay right now doesn't mean that you're not grateful right now. So you can still be grateful for the life that you do have, for the things that are going well, and also still be mad or sad or frustrated or scared or whatever. So that doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you're not grateful. It just means that you're human and you have some emotions to express. That's all that means. But you can still be grateful and be the person that you want to be while also having a bad day or a week or year or whatever. Now, I just have 3 quick tips for you. The first one, let go of the shame that you feel about not being okay. Or if there's a belief that you have that you can't be okay, that it's not allowed, that that wasn't something that you had available to you in your earlier years, now you may have a belief around that. So look into that and let go of that or redesign it as we do here, of course. Also, let go of self-judgment. There's no need to attach another thought or emotion to your current thought or emotion. So if you are already having a moment with some negative emotion, judging yourself because of that moment, that negative emotion, is just adding fuel to the fire, adding negativity to a negative emotion. And it creates even more turmoil within you. So let go of the judgment. instead, just allow yourself to feel it. No further explanation required. No questioning needed. Just be honest with yourself. And of course, as always, be accepting of yourself and whatever emotion, whatever feeling you're having. Tip number two, now that we're totally okay with not being okay, embrace the heck out of it. Let yourself feel it and do whatever it is you need to do to really, really feel it. That, of course, will be different for everybody. And you don't even have to know why or where or when or how, nothing like that. Just stay with the feeling and whatever that brings up in you as an action. In order to get to that emotion, go for it and give yourself permission, give yourself grace, and do it. Tip number three, now once you've fully felt your feelings, practice making your way up that emotional frequency scale. So now it's when we can use that scale to be like, all right, I'm here. I felt my feelings and now I'm here. So probably a little bit higher. And then now that that's kind of, that muck has kind of loosened up a little bit, can I now use this emotional frequency scale to get perhaps even a little bit higher? So evaluate where you're at after your feeling session and see if there's a higher vibe emotion that you could get to that wouldn't be faking it. And if not, that's okay too. Stay where you're at, continue to feel and reevaluate later in the day or the next day or even the next week. And wait until it doesn't feel fake for you to work your way up that emotional frequency scale to get to a little higher vibe than you are after your feeling sesh. One more quick note before we move on, a caveat here. Feeling and expressing your pain does not mean wallowing in it. Not gonna lie, I have seen a lot of women wallow in the thousands of women I have coached over the years in my nutrition practice. They're just spending years in this negative emotion. And it's because they haven't fully expressed it, of course. But then that emotion is just sitting there on the surface, constantly causing these waves in their life and constantly being a focal point, but not enough to where they can actually process it. And since they're not feeling it, it's just staying there, unable to move. Please don't wallow. Please don't use this season of not being okay to feel bad for yourself, to get others to feel bad for you, to excuse you from your self-sabotaging behaviors or just being a negative person and not being nice to other people. If you're wallowing, I now challenge you to feel it. Let it sink in so you can feel and get out of this holding pattern of negativity. All right, as promised, I want to spend a few minutes talking about another really important aspect to not being okay, and that is that it's also okay for others to not be okay. This was a hard one for me to learn, and to be honest, I really just fully grasped this recently. I've always been someone, and I think a lot of you can relate, I've always been someone who wants everyone to be okay. And if not, I want to try to make things okay. I mean, we're all like this, right? We are caring humans. We have big hearts. We're filled with empathy for others. So when others hurt, we hurt. And we hate seeing other people in distress. And I think we as humans, and especially women, are wired to try to do whatever it takes to help them out and get them to feel better. And this is, of course, what I've always done. And in this process, I often find myself telling people that are hurting that it's okay, that this will pass, things will get better. Things like this that I think a lot of us say, and we say with full sincerity and truly are trying to get them out of this spot. And just within the past year, actually, my partner taught me that when I say this to her, even though it's coming from the most heartfelt place possible in me, it still feels to her like I'm trying to stifle her feelings instead of allowing her to express them. So of course, this was totally mind-blowing to me, but at the same time was like, well, duh, of course, I would feel the same way. I totally understand. And so if this is something that you do, or if you just want to know a better approach, instead of saying these things like it will pass, things will get better, it's all okay, just let that person know that you are holding space for them to express whatever they need to. If they need someone to vent, they need someone to connect, you can come over and bring some popcorn and hang out. If they need help getting out of a bad situation, you are there for them. Or to just be that person that they can safely feel around, whatever that looks like, you are holding space for them. So keep that in mind. Remember, it's okay for you to not be okay, and it's okay for others to not be okay. That includes your children. If they are not okay, if they are having a negative emotion, let them feel it and express it, and let them know that you are there for them to help them feel and express what they need to, so they can move beyond it instead of coming up against it. All right, and your homework for this week, I just want you to get started on this process, and every day this week, ask yourself, how are you? And be honest with your answer. I think obviously we're so conditioned that when people ask us how we are, which is like sometimes 100 times a day, we're just like, oh, I'm good, I'm fine, how are you? But no, you're asking yourself, how are you? And I want you to truly answer. And this doesn't have to be just once a day. It doesn't have to be at the beginning of the day or the end of the day. Really, it should be kind of when you're in the middle of the muck of the day, when you're starting to feel a little lower vibe, ask yourself, how are you? And maybe grab your journal and write it out, and then really write it out. Let yourself fully express how, why, when, where, all of the goodies about that emotion, and get it out. And if you need to go for a walk, if you need to talk to somebody, if you need to just like put your head down on your desk for a second so that you can feel that, do it. Please, please do it. That is your homework for the week. All right, everybody. If this resonated with you, as always, you guys have absolutely no idea what it means to me and this show to share it. Share it with a friend, share it with your followers, your tribe, whoever you have. If this resonated with you, if you know someone that has a trouble expressing their emotion, get them over to this episode, and I would love to be there for them too. And if you just want to send me a little thank you, of course, I love chatting with you over on Instagram at Shawn Miner. You can send me a message there. And please leave a review on iTunes. That's really the best thank you I could possibly receive, is leaving a 5-star review over on iTunes. Let me know what you're loving about the show. It all means so, so much. And I am so grateful to all of you that already have. We have some incredible 5-star reviews, 130, I want to say, 5-star reviews of the Unstuck podcast already. You guys are reaching out and sending this show to your tribe, and it is really impacting the show and what I'm able to do with the show. So thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart. And until next time, take care.